Connie Gamble pulls into a BP station on Piedmont Road. She's got $20 in her hand.
I'm making life decisions right now. I got $20 left. Do I get gas or do I stop and get me something to eat? But right now I need gas.
Gamble lives in Norcross and commutes into Atlanta for work. A 20-mile drive, she says.
I need this. There's no alternative. There's no way that I can catch a bus to go home and to come here for work. So I have to have my automobile. I have to have gas. And right now it's hard to afford it.
The average cost of gas in Georgia is $3.68, the same as the national average. But it's 27 cents higher than a year ago. Carla DiGiovanni has noticed. She said she likes to take weekend trips to nearby cities, but has cut back on those.
I'll cut back on those almost immediately after I see the prices start to go up.
Tim Davis says he shops around to find the best price when possible.
But, you know, if you're real low, you got to get some somewhere, so.
He says he also tries to find savings by buying less food at the grocery store.
Well, I'm even on a diet anyway, but.
Mark Jenkins is spokesperson for AAA.
Gasoline prices, when they increase like they've been doing here in recent months, that certainly has an impact on motorists' decision on how they're going to spend their money.
Jenkins says there's good news for metro area motorists. He says gas prices typically peak this time of year and should start decreasing soon.
If all the factors continue in the way that they are, if supplies continue to grow like they are, then there's a good chance that we have seen our price peak for the year.
However, Jenkins says there's never a guarantee those numbers won't creep back up. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.